Peace train sounding loud, glide on the peace train. Isekai, Isekai, come on peace train.
This is David Tierney, and we're WUML Lowell. We are here at an event tonight at City Hall Plaza in Lowell. It's a vigil in support of Cindy Sheehan, whose son was killed in Iraq, and is camped out outside of President Bush's vacation home down in Texas. And she would like an answer to some questions. She would like to have an explanation from President Bush as to why her son died. All the people gathered here tonight are here in support of Cindy, and they have, I'm sure, questions of their own. We'll be speaking to a few of them momentarily. We're here to talk to them live tonight at City Hall Plaza, Lowell, Massachusetts. Yeah, tell us a little bit why you're here tonight, Jonathan.
I'm here just to be supportive of the community that's interested in finding out more about the answers to the questions, I guess. Jonathan Crockett. Yep.
In Lowell, we're here downtown tonight, folks. WUML Lowell, thinking out loud on the street where the action is. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, David.
Well, the mic passes to Ann. Ann.
Hello.
Last name?
Ann Eno.
And where are you from, Ann?
Westford.
And you're marching tonight in support of Cindy Sheehan?
Yes, because I think her question deserves an answer.
Absolutely.
What is the noble cause for which 1,800 have already died and countless Iraqis?
Correct.
I think it's incomprehensible. That a president is so determined to set himself apart from the people.
My name is Frank D'Alessandro.
And Mr. D'Alessandro, where are you from?
I'm from Billerica, Mass.
Billerica, and why are you here tonight?
I'm getting just a little bit fed up with being misled. There's no weapons. Anyone knew that Saddam Hussein was no friend of Al-Qaeda or radical Islamists. As a matter of fact, he could have been our best friend in the Middle East against them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sick and tired of not being led. Where is the plan?
Yes, here's a man carrying a sign, and you are?
Dan Cronin.
Dan, where are you from?
Westford, Massachusetts.
Westford, okay. You seem to think a lot about this.
I do.
What are some of your thoughts?
I just think it's a disgrace, you know, that this poor woman has not been answered yet, and I'm against this war. I have been right from the get-go, and you know, all she wants is an answer. You know,
right.
All she wants is an answer.
Mm-hmm. And she deserves it, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. People are driving all around the country to come, you know, see her, and he can't even walk to the end of his driveway. It's a disgrace.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, how can I help you?
Well, your name is?
Glenn King.
Glenn King. This is WUML Lowell, University of Massachusetts Lowell.
Okay.
The name of the program is Thinking Out Loud. We'd like to have a little bit of your thoughts of why you're here tonight and what's going on.
Well, I'm here. Well, we're all here tonight, actually, to show solidarity with Cindy Sheehan, who has lost her child in Iraq. And it's difficult for me, I mean, not having lost a child. That's got to be one of the hardest things in the world for any parent, no matter how the child is lost. And then to be in solidarity with her because she has no idea why the meaning of her child's loss.
Yes.
There is, you know, to her there's no meaning. She was given one meaning at the beginning of the war. There's another meaning given to her in the middle of the war, and now there's different meanings given to it. Is it weapons of mass destruction? Is it liberation? There is no meaning. That's no consistent meaning. And we're here in solidarity with her in trying to find meaning for her child's death.
Well, thank you very much for your comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
How are you doing, sir? I knew UML would be here.
Yes, and you are?
Lynn Lupien.
Lynn Lupien, what a pleasure.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What do you think of the turnout here tonight?
Well, it's I've been kind of monitoring the website. I've been coordinating through Move On, and about 51 signed up, so it's about 70 now, and that's about what I was hoping for. I was hoping for more than what signed up, so we're doing good. This is such short notice, it's hard to believe you can pull this off in such a short amount of time.
Right. It's very good. Very good.
Well, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, your name is?
Alicia Page.
Alicia Page, where are you from?
I live in Lowell.
Oh, you do? And you're here tonight for supporting Cindy Sheehan's cause?
Yes, I think we should get out of the war.
Get out of the war, right.
I just think that the war has been disastrous, and I think war in general is disastrous. Well, our reasons for getting into the war were kind of false, and the fact that we've continued to fight the war and haven't, you know, retreated and haven't gotten our troops back and home is a bad sign. And I don't think even the right doesn't agree that we should be in this war anymore. Mm-hmm. I think I was listening to a special probably on UML that, you know, was testifying to the fact that nobody thinks we should be in this war, the left or the right.
Well, this is WUML you're speaking to.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Your comments.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Someday it's going to come.
Well, hello, and how are you?
I'm fine, David. How are you?
I'm fine. And could you introduce yourself to the radio audience, please?
My name is Gail.
Gail, and what are you here for tonight?
I'm here wishing that the mothers in Lowell and the United States and that the mothers in Iraq could all come out and march for their sons and children.
Thank you very much. Hello, could we talk to you?
Hi.
Your name is?
Sure, Susan.
I'm David Cherney. This is WUML Lowell. And
hi.
And you're here on the march tonight?
Yes, I am.
For?
For Cindy Sheehan, to show that we support Cindy Sheehan and her message.
And what is her message?
Her message is, first, what are the reasons that we're at war? What is this noble cause that we're fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know when this noble cause has been achieved?
Your name is?
Alan McCursey.
Alan, and where are you from, Alan?
Chelmsford.
Chelmsford.
Yes.
You're marching here to support Cindy Sheehan?
Yes. Yes, I'm supporting her and her request to have the president answer her question, which he hasn't done. She has framed her question. I mean, it's been well publicized. We just need to keep pressure on the administration.
Good evening. Oh. Hi.
Hi, your name is?
Diane.
Diane, yes. And where are you from?
Billerica.
Billerica.
I don't know why we're there. I really would like people to wake up to what's really going on and what this administration is about. And whatever little thing we can do to help, we do it.
Very good. Your name is?
Pauline Jean.
Pauline Jean, where are you from?
From Lowell.
From Lowell.
Born and raised.
Born and raised, wonderful. So you're here marching tonight in support of Cindy Sheehan?
Absolutely.
And what are some of the questions that you have?
Well, I have lots of questions. I think we should impeach this president. That's what I think. I can't understand how the American public put him in a second time. I'm still confused that he got in the first time.
I think a lot of us are, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts.
You're welcome. I hope everybody remembers when they get to the polls.
Your votes count.
Yes,
absolutely.
And his vote, too.
Here's a gentleman coming along with a Red Sox shirt on. And now, if you are a Red Sox fan, your name is?
Bert Bushman, Kingsborough.
Kingsborough, yes. Well, you're coming out tonight in support of Cindy Sheehan, right?
Both for Cindy Sheehan and for the troops. I think, you know, a lot of people need to know that folks here support the troops and what they're doing, but also, you know, we want to see an end to the war. We want some answers from the president.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a bit of a bait-and-switch tactic that we are encouraged to support the troops but not support the war?
No. I don't think one is very different at all. I don't think.
The mistake in Vietnam is that they got the idea that we didn't support the troops, and we do. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. I mean, you know, a lot of us have families that had military tradition and everything. We'd very much support the troops, but that doesn't mean. Terry Bushman.
Oh, Terry. Okay.
Hi.
Well, I happen to be in Vietnam myself. I was one of those troops. I was a rifle platoon commander.
Well,
in Vietnam.
I think I knew a lot of kids who, you know, a lot of people. I was younger then, but I remember them coming home. And it was just, you know, your regular, ordinary working class people who came home. That was my background. That's what you came home to. And you want to make sure that in this one that they know that we're thinking of them, that's why we're here, and that we want them home safe, and that no more mothers have to go through this.
Yes.
Because we don't agree, you know, land of dissent, we don't agree with the cause of this, but we do agree, I think everyone agrees with supporting the troops.
Thank you very much for your comments. And this is David Tierney on the streets of Lowell at the Cindy Sheehan vigil. We're parading around the Statue of Victory here right across the street from Lowell City Hall.
Come take me home again. Come take me home.